Hi there, I'm flying solo today. I've got two American indie films for you. The first one is called The Climb. This one stars Michelangelo Covino and Kyle Marvin, who also wrote the film. Michelangelo Covino also directed the film. The Climb is a story about male friendship. Kyle and Mike have been best friends since they were kids, but Mike, who apparently had quite a troubled childhood, often seems to actively attempt to sabotage the relationship.
I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
Kyle, I slept with her.
And Kyle, being the big-hearted lug that he is, or is he simply just a weak-willed pushover, seems to just accept it.
But he's my friend.
The film follows the pair's relationship over a number of years, but neither character appears to age a day over that period, apart from the odd different haircut. It is an indie film after all, maybe there wasn't much of a makeup budget. The Climb is allegedly a comedy. It actually won jury prizes at Cannes and DeVille in 2019, so you'd expect to get a few laughs out of it. And maybe you will. But I didn't. Most of the comedy in this film is based around the obnoxious and selfish behaviour of Mike, leading to awkward situations or confrontation, and Kyle passively reacting to that, or Kyle being browbeaten by his wife.
He's gotta go.
Yeah, he's gonna go tomorrow.
I mean, like, he's gotta go away. Like, not in our lives.
Or mocked by members of his own family. You can see that Covino and Marvin are going for that awkward cringe humour based on the mundane that works in shows like The Office, both UK and US, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, but really hit the mark in this film.
Where are scissors?
Oh my God!
Is that Mike?
What's so frustrating is that for the first 30 minutes or so, you think the climb will click into gear and the laughs will start rolling. Many scenes show promise of a decent punchline, but they just never quite get there. Zero zingers to tickle the funny bone. I really wanted to like The Climb as I was looking forward to a good laugh, but instead this disappointing film made me frustrated and angry. Pretty much an amplified version of my usual state of being, and not the desired result. I'm sorry to say that The Climb did not reach any great heights.
If I catch you, I'm gonna kill you.
I know, that's why I waited for the hell.
Moving on to a film that did reach great heights, for me at least, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. Yes, this is another American indie film, but this one's definitely not a comedy. It was written and directed by Eliza Hittman, who did a film called Beach Rats a couple of years ago, and stars Sydney Flanagan in her feature film debut and Talia Ryder. Flanagan plays Autumn, a teenage girl living in a small Pennsylvania town who discovers that she's pregnant.
This is the most magical sound you will ever hear.
The circumstances of the pregnancy are more implied than spelled out, but they're decidedly unpleasant. Unable to discuss the situation with her mother, played by Sharon Van Etten in an interesting cameo, Autumn's cousin Skylar, played by Ryder, is the only other person she can turn to.
I went to the doctor.
What's wrong?
Problems.
In Pennsylvania, consent of a parent or guardian is required if a female is under the age of 18 and wants an abortion.
Where else could you go?
Nowhere in Pennsylvania.
This is definitely not an option for Autumn, so she and Skylar decide to head to New York for the procedure, where things don't run quite as smoothly as they'd hoped.
Where's the rest of the money?
Whilst Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always is a drama, the amazing performances of the two young leads, the use of natural lighting, fairly intimate camera work, as well as long shots of fairly mundane routine activities, and a lack of soundtrack give the film a more documentary feel.
Who came with you today?
My cousin.
If you were ever under the impression that getting an abortion was easy in the United States, even though it is legal in many of those states, and that the decision to have one is made on a whim, this film will disavow you of these notions.
I'm just not ready to be a mom.
There's no violence in this film, but it is often very difficult to watch. As the hints filmmaker Eliza Hittman gives to the struggles faced by Autumn and to a lesser extent Skylar, pack a huge emotional punch.
Don't you ever just wish you were a dude?
All the time.
One of the toughest scenes to watch in the film is Autumn's compulsory interview with a counsellor. The questions she's required to answer are where the film gets its title.
Just answer either never, rarely, sometimes, or always.
You just want to give Autumn a big hug, but maybe it would be better coming from a female given her experiences with men. Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always may sometimes drag a bit for some, but there's always something going on behind Autumn's eyes, and I could rarely look away. A very topical subject, given the recent changes to the Supreme Court in the United States, this film almost always hits the mark.